Good morning, Astro Ponderers. I'm Tess with your weekly metaforecast to bring the poetry of the skies down to the actuality of daily life. This episode is for the week of Monday, September 21st through Sunday, September 27th. Sealed with a kiss, it is time to say goodbye to the summer. Tuesday marks the first day of fall. The sun goes into Libra, the lover, with all the mystery of the other. The equinox brings the phenomenon of equal day and night. Will you try to stand an egg? 9:30 a.m. is the official time for here in the eastern part of the U.S., if you care to give it a go. Only during the equinox is the Earth's axis not tilting toward or away from the sun. It's very bizarre to think of this only coming down to two moments of each passing year. Egg or not, it's worth a pause of receptivity. What will you notice during this rare world event? Every other moment we stand upon a tilted earth. In her style of leaning, she blesses us with the seasons. In her spirit of duality, she is leaning. Instead of perfection, there is a striving. Fall has begun, that second spring in the words of Albert Camus, where every leaf is a flower. People are drawn from all over to get a literal peep. Better get out those sweaters and favor those flavors of cinnamon, clove, apple, and spice. After all, the primordial apple is wrapped up in the fall. Be it the fall of gravity on Newton's dozing head, or the fall of innocence in a paradise garden. Snow White took a fall when she bit into her apple, into a deep slumber, only to be awakened by true love's kiss. The crisp snap of an apple is the bold outline of romantic reality. To acknowledge a fall and rise from it. Falling down on the ground? Well, you must rise up again. Falling asleep? Well, you must rise in the morning. Falling in love? Well, you must rise to cultivate that love and help it grow. To fall is to anticipate a rise, choose a course of action, make distinctions about what will and won't work. This is the esoteric root of Libra's freedom in decision-making, decision which means to cut off one root from another. Perhaps that's why King Arthur's sword, Excalibur, was forged in Avalon, the island of apples. Mercury, the planet of perception in its final week of Libra. The apple of the eye used to mean the pupil, the zero-index blackness of indrawing images, a place where the world is translated upside down. Cutting edge, and romantic. Apples have always had a knack for being cutting edge, whether of the eye or the iPhone. As Cézanne declared, give me an apple, and I will astonish Paris. Venus, the love goddess who makes pretty pentagrams in the sky, like the ones found in apples. Wouldn't it be she who took the first forbidden bite? Now in Leo, the sign of the sun, she imitates as morning star, rising like a true romantic, who first had to acknowledge a fall. Mars, the red-hot planet in red-hot Aries and retrograde. Fire, the terror and the power. Days of hazy skies. The fire behind our appled eyes. The principle of action behind every moment of perception. Jupiter, the planet of heights. Stationed direct in Capricorn, the sign of the world. Sirius, Saturn, and metamorphosis Pluto, also in Capricorn. It's easy to feel as though the world really is upside down. Good thing the fall favors romance, which lives on heights and chooses hope in spite of despair. As Abraham Lincoln said, teach hope to all, despair to none. Uranus, the most leaning of all planets in bountiful Taurus, leaning with awareness and learning from the seasons of your own life. Neptune in Pisces, the low-dose poison in the center of the apple, rendering its beauty all the more sublime. The moon will be in Scorpio for half of Monday, the last day of summer, sprinkling some last bit of secrets into the wide open air. Look for mist and nature winking back at you. By 3:30 in most of Wednesday, she will be waxing crescent in Sagittarius, the high-flying horse. Fond of apples, the horsey moon welcomes in the autumn equinox on Tuesday, and the air contains the potential for major liftoff. Liftoff of spirits, that is, if the right perspective is gleaned. Fall, with all of its associations of melancholy, challenges our powers of optimism. As Emerson said, What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. By 7 p.m. Wednesday, with a new season in full swing, the moon waxes into its first quarter in Capricorn through Friday. Learn to love those bold outlines of your life, those boundaries that allow you to create more freedom. The crisp snap of apple otherness that keeps you from sinking into too much subjective seawater. The weekend hosts a waxing gibbous Aquarius moon, always potent for breakthrough, as it is the sign of the times. Strong winds are likely, crescendoing the song of the trees. Changing in color, escalating in song, what can trees tell us that we've known all along about our true nature as artist and seer, evolving this way to be ever more freer? As always, happy astro pondering. For contact information and more, visit me at happyastropondering.com.